Northern Minnesota has become fertile ground for the traveling speakers who have built national careers spreading alarm about the danger they claim is posed by Islam. At dozens of rural churches and schools, speakers have warned crowds about refugees and called on them to be prepared to oppose Muslims. This comes at a time of mounting political tension over immigration ahead of the contentious presidential election. At Minnesota's northernmost border, about 120 people are waiting at the Warroad Baptist Church for John Guandulo to take the stage. It's a big turnout for an event that was not advertised in a town of less than 2,000 people. Guandulo gets right into it with the crowd.
Okay, so what are we talking about here tonight?
Jihadis. The invasion we're under.
Invasion? You sound like a rabid, fear-mongering freak. I mean that from one rabid, fear-mongering freak to another.
Guandulo is a former FBI agent from the state of Virginia who travels the country speaking to police groups and citizens about what he calls the threat of Islam. The FBI doesn't support his view. For 3 hours, he warns the Warroad crowd that refugees from Somalia, Syria, and other Muslim countries intend to wage holy war on the United States, overthrow the government and the justice system.
So, are you prepared? Are you prepared for the 2 or 3 dozen jihadis in pick a city in Minnesota with mortars and shoulder-fired rockets? You don't think they can get those in the United States?
The crowd knows Guandulo. He's a regular on Fox News and national conservative talk shows. He's been in Minnesota several times, in Brainerd last year, in Warroad last week, and the day before the final presidential debate, Bagley High School. It's no coincidence he speaks in Minnesota's smaller northern towns, places with few, if any, Muslims. The Twin Cities, he says, is overrun with Muslims.
Minneapolis is lost, if you're not aware of that. Gone.
Are you saying there's no hope to get it back?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I can tell you, Marines, we fight for hills. You can take them back. It's time to put freedom back on the offensive where it belongs.
Amen.
But Guandulo is not even close to being the most frequent visitor among a group of anti-Islamic speakers on the circuit in the northern half of the state. Usama Dakdak has him beat. The son of a Baptist preacher in Egypt, Dakdak now travels America in an RV, speaking to more than 200 crowds a year. He's appeared in northern Minnesota more than 20 times in just a year and a half, drawing hundreds of supporters. Earlier this month, in the lobby of the Grand Rapids Sawmill Inn, Dakdak set up a projector and sound equipment ahead of his fifth Minnesota appearance in just 2 weeks. Reporters weren't allowed in the meeting, so he told me his talking points while he worked.
So there is no freedom in Islam. If you are my son right now, I'm a Muslim man, and you left Islam, I have to kill you. And tomorrow, I'm going to kill the neighbors, the Christian and Jew and atheist, agnostic. I'm going to kill them until they become a Muslim. That is Islam. Therefore, it is unconstitutional for a Muslim to practice Islam in America.
Dakdak's Minnesota talks have been met with protest by groups that consider what he says hate speech. And in some cases, religious tension and violence have followed in his wake. A Minnesota man firebombed a Muslim-owned restaurant in Grand Forks a month after one of Dakdak's appearances there last year. International students at Bemidji State University started receiving disparaging anti-Muslim comments after Dakdak appeared there twice late last year. The Bagley School District was threatened with lawsuits for canceling a Dakdak event there amid criticism. In his recent trip through Minnesota, Dakdak disrupted a Meet Our Muslim Neighbors event in Detroit Lakes. He took over the question and answer part of the event, arguing with the speakers. Police Chief Tim Egebraten said he had to threaten Dakdak with arrest and escort him to the back of the room before the meeting could continue.
His public speaking skills are very good, and I guess charismatic would be a good word, too. If there was a room full of people that were fearful of Muslims or that, you know, thought the same way he did, I could see where he could get them agitated and worked up into a frenzy pretty quick.
And Dakdak had just spoken days before in Brainerd at the Oak Street Chapel, where the church board later resigned over infighting about whether he should have been invited. Dakdak says his events don't cause the crime and tension that often follow. He says his Christian faith demands he love his enemies.
There is a restaurant was burned and found that the gentleman who burned that restaurant have nothing to do with me, never attend my meeting. Brother, I speak all over the country. Can you show me anywhere in America where this is happening? And can you tie these people who did this tension to me. Only in Minnesota, we got 2-3 cases where they tried to lump me to it.
Jelani Hussein, director of the Minnesota Council on American-Islamic Relations, agrees. He says anti-Muslim speakers are a symptom of something deeper.
You know, these speakers typically don't just arrive and come to a community. They're most likely invited by a local group. It's probably the first sign that there's some form of organizing against Muslims that is brewing in that community.
Back in War Road, Daryl Fish explained what brought the former FBI agent John Guandulo to speak there. Fish is a sheriff's deputy in Lake of the Woods County. He saw Guandulo a year ago in Brainerd, where he met a planner for Act for America, a national group that warns Islamic radicals have infiltrated the United States. That planner gave him a call when Guandulo came back.
And she said, John's coming to Minnesota for 4 days and his team. You think you could organize something for up there? This stuff has always kind of interested me, so yeah.
Paul King sat in the first row of Guandulo's audience. He's a former Air Force translator and coder for Marvin Windows. He's been researching Islam for years. He says people in rural Minnesota are in a better position to recognize the threat posed by Muslims.
If you're rubbing shoulders with a lot of Muslims, there may be an immediate dismissal as, you know, that's just racist, or that's just xenophobic, or that's hateful. So there may be more of an open-mindedness to look at what is a possible threat up here.
Up on stage, Guandulo calls for action as he makes the claim that Muslims who own gas stations and work at airports are doing so to pave the way for a violent takeover. As the event wound down, one woman asked what she could do. Guandulo said people need to spread his ideas to their friends and families and lean on local law enforcement to stop buses and planes of refugees if they come to the area. He told the crowd to prepare.
You're essentially getting the county fortified, and then you start pushing out the counties around you.
FBI officials in Minneapolis say Guandulo's views don't reflect the opinion of FBI counterterrorism experts. But Jelani Hussein says events like this are becoming more common, and they're making it hard for the few Muslims who do live in rural Minnesota.
Just think about being a Muslim. To have a speaker come to your community to demonize you and to make you anti-American and to pretty much turn your neighbors and your friends and schoolmates against you. That's the type of hate that these speakers speak.
John Enger, Minnesota Public Radio News.